Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts podcast. I'm your host, Andrew. I know it's been kind of like a minute since we last spoke. Some changes have come to the podcast that were honestly inevitable. I kind of always had like the idea of like starting this podcast, obviously, for the past little bit. And with that, like, I didn't really plan on having a co-host, but me and Amy kind of like vibed so well that we were going to like try to like just make it work where she was like my regular co-host. But yeah, obviously, if you've been listening from the beginning, that didn't really work out. Her and I are still great. You know, right now she's at a show with my husband and whatever else. It's just our schedules literally just do not match up. It's super rare that we're able to like actually get into the same room and record together. It's just really hard. She's a mom. She's working full-time, opening up a store here in town. I'm working full-time. So like it's just been difficult. But now it's the Empty Thoughts podcast with Andrew and friends. That way it's not false advertisement. Amy will still be here when she's able to be. But I just think it makes more sense to kind of like label it as that, because she wasn't able to make most of the recordings. Okay, my cat's like climbing me. I don't know if you could hear him or not. She wasn't able to make it to like most of the recordings. So like I had like Gioma filling in, my husband fills in a lot. Just randoms. But with that being said, like now we have like a lot more like, I don't know, variety, I guess, because I have friends from like all walks of life. Like we're all just so different, and I don't know, we're just so different, guys. So like I'm excited to like kind of like get someone different on the podcast like every week or whatever. So I do apologize kind of for being absent since the last upload, which was the Kim Petras album review. We're gonna get right back into it. We have had quite a few music releases, excuse me, since we last spoke. We had an album from Kylie Minogue. We had a Doja Cat album. We had an album from Slater. Oh my god, Slater's Starfucker album is so good. I'm gonna go ahead and do like a like track by track listen through at some point for everyone here on Spotify. Maybe even tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure. I have kind of like some spare time. I don't know. I have some spare time. My house is clean. I've been cleaning all damn day. I'm just sitting here feeling so relaxed, and I don't know. It's like super nice to not have anything planned or on the go. Like no work, no tasks, like my dog's well taken care of, like all of it. It's good. It's good. So I'm just rambling now. Anyways, we had like a lot of new music releases. I don't know if we've even spoken since the Eras Tour film was announced. I'm sure we have, but like we're excited for that. It's coming up in like 2 weeks. So I think I'll just go ahead and we'll get into chatting about some of the new music that came out. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, make sure that your downloads are turned on, your subscription is a thing. Sorry, I got distracted there. Make sure you're subscribed. Go ahead and rate us 5 stars. One of you bitches didn't. I think I know who it is because I pissed somebody off at work. And he rated my podcast like something below 5 stars. But that's okay because you guys are going to go ahead and rate it 5 stars and his will be nullified. Okay, let's get into it. I feel like it's important for me to say this because nobody's fucking ever talking about this that I know of. Doing or eating an edible once you've turned 30 is you've got to clear your schedule for like a day or two after. I had an edible last night because I was like high strung or whatever and I just like wanted to have like a good sleep. Anyways, yes, I had a great sleep. Slept a lot more than I normally would, but I have been so groggy all fucking day. I genuinely feel as if I consumed, like, alcohol. Literally hungover, tired, groggy, nausea. I haven't, like, vomited or anything like that, but just, like, the feeling, like, I don't like it. So I think I might never eat edibles ever again in my life. Yeah, so I don't know. I just kind of wanted to touch on that because I'm feeling like absolute dog shit. Anyways, coming up in like 2 weeks, we have the Eras Tour movie. I can't wait to fucking watch that. I think that we're going to go to Woodstock and watch it in like the little cinema there. That's a small kind of like community not too far from where I live in Fredericton, New Brunswick. And it's like a locally, it's like a family owned cinema. It's like, I think they have like 3 screens and like they're doing like the whole bracelets thing, and it's honestly like even a couple dollars cheaper for the tickets there, which is not, you know, we're gonna drive there if we go to see it in Woodstock, and we're not saving any money in that respect. But I don't know, I just feel like it'd be like a really cool experience to see it there and like to like kind of support like a small like family owned theater. I've never been to like a small, they're all big chains around here. I've only ever been to like Cineplex, Empire, whatever they've been, like just like those big chains. So like I think that may be fun. I can't even speak, guys. It's the edible, I swear. Like it's been more than 24 hours now, I think. And like, what the hell? And what else is on the horizon? Oh, the new Saw X movie just came out. That is sitting at like 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is kind of a big deal for a horror movie, but for a Saw movie, I don't think that, I know the Saw movies have not been well received by critics. I think that like Saw 4 is currently the highest rated movie on, Saw movie on Rotten Tomatoes there. I believe it sits at like 49 or 50%. So to see like the new installment kind of like be sitting at 86%, I have some hope and I might actually check that out. But I am so stoked for next Friday because the new Exorcist film is coming out. That is coming from David Gordon Green and the same writers and producers that did the recent Halloween trilogy. And this too is going to be a trilogy, so I'm just like super excited. Looks super scary. Ellen Bernstein from the original film is coming. Coming back for this one. They filmed her scenes like isolated from other people, etc., because she's like 90. So like this is like a big deal. I'm super stoked to see that. And I think we're gonna do like a full review on the Exorcist movie because this is going to be like a moment, and it's gonna hopefully kick off a trilogy. And we're big horror fans here on this channel, so I think that's gonna be like a big theme here in October, obviously, like spooky film reviews and shit like that. So yeah, let's talk a bit about some music. All right, so this week was like super quiet for music releases. Nothing that I jumped to listen to. Like, I've listened to nothing new from like this week. So we're going to go together and see what was released. There was a new album from Ed Sheeran, which I did know about. This is like his first like independent release. I don't know. He's like been going on about that on social media. A new album from our Canadian queen, Fifi Dobson, which I did not listen to because I didn't realize it was releasing until yesterday. But I'm definitely going to get into that. My childhood was like Fifi Dobson, Avril Lavigne, like Evanescence. I'm still a very emotional, moody, I don't know, let's just say I love a good cry. I cry all of the time, and it's not because I'm sad, it's just how I process things. And their music was like the cryability with like their tracks back when I was like a 9-10 year old confused boy in my room was just like unmatched. Yeah. Especially like the album In My Skin, or Under My Skin, Under My Skin by Avril Lavigne. That one went hard. So yeah, new music from Ed Sheeran, blah, 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 blah. Awesome. But anyways, we're not even going to talk about anything that was released this week. We're going to go ahead and talk about the releases from last week. So we did kind of touch on this briefly, but we had the album Tension from Kylie Minogue. We had Scarlet from Doja Cat. And we also had Starfucker by Slater, the pop queen of the moment. She is truly the moment. She's giving me... like Lady Gaga, like when she first started, like that's what she's giving me. She's so just different, and I think people are just not they don't understand her yet, and that's okay because she's gonna be massive. I just feel it. So she released her sophomore album, I believe this is. It is titled Starfucker. It is 35 minutes long, 12 tracks. It's so good. The opening track, I Love Hollywood, is my favorite track on the record. It's so good. It just, like, grabs you immediately, and, like, I don't know. It's just so good. If there's any track that you listen to off of this album, it needs to be I Love Hollywood. So I Love Hollywood. Miss Belladonna was good. Let me just give you my top five. I Love Hollywood comes in number one. Number two would be Dramatic. Three is Purr. Four would be My Body. Five, Rhinestone Heart. Sorry, nope, swap out Rhinestone Heart with Erotic Electronic. Truly such a masterpiece. This album is so fucking good. And I had the absolute pleasure of hearing a few of these tracks live like 6 months ago. Because if you've been listening to the pod or follow us on any socials, you know we're huge Tovlo fans here, Tuvalu fans, and we went to go see her. We were very fortunate. We went to go see her in February in Montreal, and at that concert, Slater opened for her. I had heard of Slater. I believe I had heard Daddy AF and nothing else from her, and I wasn't even there. Like, I had no expectations from Slater. I didn't. Like, they were very low, let me just put it that way. But she blew me away. Like, when Nick and I left that concert, like, we were just like, who the fuck was that? Like, she was incredible. So we had heard Miss Belladonna back in February, which was incredible. I believe we also heard Erotic Electronic, because there was, like, yes, we definitely heard Erotic Electronic too, because, like, I just remember it. I just remember the feeling and just being like, what the fuck is this song? Who is this girl? Like, anyway, so she is one to watch. Go check out the album Starfucker. I do have the highlights, my personal highlights. Of course, everyone's opinions will be different. My personal highlights are over on the Empty Thoughts Pod playlist that we have on Apple Music. So go check those out if you'd like to. Way to go, Slater, if you for some reason ever hear this, which would be, incredible. Just know that you are that bitch. We love you. And I'm so excited for, like, what's to come. I mean, I hope she gets to, like, tour. And, like, I know she's doing, like, a club tour. But I want to see, like, her, like, do, like, a headlining show in, like, a smaller venue. Just, like, her own show. I would, like, be there in a heartbeat. Tension, I'm not going to lie. I love Kylie Minogue. But, like, I just didn't care to listen to this album. I was hyped for it. Until I wasn't. I feel like Padam Padam came out a century ago, and it just didn't hit that hard with me. Like, I know it was, like, a cultural moment, especially amongst, like, the LGBT community, but, like, it just wasn't for me. I didn't, like, go around using the word Padam like the others were doing, like other people were doing. Like, it just wasn't for me. I still prefer the tracks from Disco that... Anyways... So I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to eventually. It's just, I don't know. I guess Starfucker just, like, kind of took priority. Yeah, and then before that, I was listening to the new Iconopop record on repeat, which is, like, I feel like we're in 2014 again. I had no expectations for this album. It totally came on, like, a loop on my Alexa that I play in my bathroom. Or, like, on, like, a random, you know, like, playlist or whatever. And I'm hooked. The album is so fucking good from, like, top to bottom. It's so good. There are no skips, but I'm going to try to give you my top five, like, just off the top of my head. Well, I'm looking at the playlist here. But gun to my head, these are my top five. Number one is going to be You're Free. Number two would be... Oh my god. The gun to my head have already been shot. Should We Do for Love? Number three would be Where Do We Go From Here? Four, I Want You. Five would be Stick Your Tongue Out. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. So if you guys are interested, go check out them. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing in Sweden, but they make incredible... Swedes make incredible fucking music. Tuvalu's also from... It's just no coincidence that, like, all of, like, my faves are currently from Sweden. Zara Larsson, like, come on! What are they smoking over there, girlies? And I want some. Like, the pop music is, like, unmatched. Like... But yeah, so I'm pretty sure... Before I wrap up, like, this, like, music chat or whatever, I recently got my deluxe Rita Ora album in the mail. Her latest record, I believe it's called You and I. I don't even know. It doesn't say on the front. But in it came, like, a signed insert, and I'm so stoked. So, like, I added her signed insert to, like, my wall of growing signed items. She's there proudly with my Miley Cyrus signed postcard, which I'm still unsure if that's auto pen or not, and my hand signed Tuvalu Dirt Femme vinyl that I got at her concert in February. And it's just, I don't know, I've always been like, I don't know, like, music has always been like my life, like complete, like my everything, like everything I've, every thought when I was younger was just consumed by music and like the ins and outs of it and everything. And I just feel like I lost touch with that for so long. And it feels really, like, healing in a way to, like, be collecting vinyls and to be talking about music and displaying my music and having those physical copies around and stuff. It just feels really, like, I'm kind of getting in tune with the part of myself that I literally blocked for so long. So here's to healing, girlies. We're healing. This next decade is going to be incredible. My 30s are going to be the best decade. I was so sad to say goodbye to my 20s. Like, you know, obviously, like, when my birthday back in April, when I turned 30, I was, like, super bummed. But, like, now I'm just like, whoa, like, everything before this was just, like, prepping me for the goodness that is coming this decade. But yeah, so that was it for the music portion. We're going to talk to Nick about his show. He's currently at, like, a pole fitness showcase of sorts with our dear friend Amy. So we're going to get his thoughts here, and yeah. Okay. I said I was going to get Nick's thoughts on the pole showcase thing he went to tonight. But I've decided that I'm not going to. I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet. I just basically wanted to let everyone know that I am alive and the podcast has gone through a little bit of changes, but uploads will be back to weekly as of now. So you can expect a new episode every Sunday unless otherwise posted on our Instagram page. I did talk to Nick briefly on text. He said that the showcase was amazing. He had a great time. But yeah. I don't need to make this any longer than it needs to be. You guys, yeah. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure that you guys are subscribed. Rate us 5 stars. We'll be back this time next week. Probably I'll be just as incoherent. I'm not sure that I'll ever be able to form a proper sentence, but that's okay because this is the Empty Thoughts podcast and it would be very... excuse me, off-brand if I could actually put together a sentence. So, all right, guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next Sunday. Oh, actually, you might get a little surprise listen through of the Slater album, a Spotify exclusive, sometime before then. So make sure your downloads are turned on. Okay, bye-bye.